Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
All right, we're back. Thank you so much. And we're going to carry on with our program here and get to Shkwait Shachlach, but we're going to play his song of the week that he picked for us today. And it's Noni Moto, and their song is called Shake, Rattle, and Roll. So have a listen to that, and we'll be right back. Enjoy, everybody. That was Noni Moto, Shake, Rattle, and Roll. And that was our pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach. For people out there that don't know him, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He's got through Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma, cancer, stage 4, the big forest fires of a few years ago, the big floods of a few years ago. So a big inspiration to myself and many other people that know him. And thank you so much for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Cooking while the sun's out, freezing as soon as it gets behind the cloud. But still alive.
Wonderful.
I almost need my gloves.
In such a hot weather.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You had us dancing around up here and all over the world. So thank you so much for that beautiful song. And we have a subject today, and it's on sacrifice. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely.
No sacrifice. growing up Christian, we learned a lot about it in the studying the Bible, you know, sacrificing to the one God. You know, all religions sacrifice to our gods, you know. And it's not just about that, you know, religious sacrifice, you know. It mainly nowadays I think of sacrifices, you know, personal growth. Giving up, you know, willfully giving up, you know, bad habits, negative habits, pride, you know, we're all full of pride, selfishness, you know, instant gratification, giving that up, you know, just to make a better version of ourselves, sacrifice, you know. And then there's sacrifice, you know, for relationships and such, you know, giving up our time, sometimes giving up financially to better our relationships. It's about, you know, when you're sacrificing, you know, you seem like you're giving up a lot, but what you gain is going to be greater than what you gave up, you know, our sacrifice, what we gave up. That's what I think about sacrifice. You know, I think in sacrifice, it may seem negative, you know, when begrudgingly sacrifice time, financial, just because of our pride, you know, but then we got to sacrifice our pride. So, you know, so we might think there's a negative side to sacrifice, but that's only in our head, and only in our heads that it's a negative. But when you really think about it, it's positive, because you're advancing.
Yes,
that's what sacrifice is, you know. That's, to me, that, you know, that's what I think is sacrifice is all about. Giving up something, you know. We treasure what our time, our money, our love. We treasure that, but, you know, if we want to advance in our lives, we have to sacrifice. Otherwise, you know, we just stay ignorant, become dead pools. You know, and dead pools, all they do is dry out and wither away. We need to sacrifice and let the water over the dam, over the cliff, whatever, you know, it comes back.
Yes. Man, that's so powerful, so amazing. Like, it was just kind of like reminding me and triggering my mind to remember something that Counselor Fari always loved and believed in, and we would talk about it all the time. And it was like she would say that there's a big epidemic amongst our people, which is like suicide. And she would always remind me, and we'd talk about it. She would say, you know, it's a permanent solution to temporary problems. And, you know, we only have one life, and we could take it, but usually it's over temporary problems. I'm not saying all the time, but a more majority of the time it's just temporary problems. But you know, when we realize that, you know, we can push through it, we can get counseling, We can work on ourselves. We can work on the problem. We can solve the problem. And, you know, if there's no other choice, of course, yeah, that maybe might be a solution, might be the best solution. But for all the rest, we have to keep that in our minds that, yeah, most of the problems that we do face are temporary. And if we could sacrifice some of our time and effort into those, in finding those solutions and work and put some effort into it, we could solve them and carry on with our lives and be an inspiration to people around us and demonstrate what sacrifice can do and create a more healthy environment and inspiration for the youth and people that are out there struggling away, and just give them hope. And that's what this life makes it easier and happier to do, is the hope that we can provide. And this is why we like to have this program here, and we're so grateful to CJSF, Magnus, yes, Carnivar,
yes,
Nicole,
yes, yes,
say the rest
Daniel.
Of them. Yeah, Daniel and Jesse.
Yes.
All
yes,
these people that, you know, help this station keep going. Their absolutely sacrifice, because yes, they could go out into the commercial world and probably do a lot better. But, you know, the benefits of providing positivity and hope in this world. We were talking about that in the one of our events on the weekend, and it just showed how much dedication and sacrifice that they do to continue to be on this program,
exactly,
this station, and keep it running and provide some positivity and a difference in this world. And it's just a special time that we get to come together. Mm-hmm. And we're so grateful to you to spend your time and efforts and energy to bring us uplifting songs and things of meaning, and the great content that you provide for our subjects. And just a blessing and an honor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've got nothing left to do but sacrifice my time and energy, you know, trying to fill myself with knowledge so I don't sound like a fool. At times we do, but I try sacrifice for the greater good of mankind. Mm. You know, and that's what it's all about. Where, you know, and if you're a reincarnationalist, you know, and you're taking the quick solution by ending yourself, you better hope you don't come back as a worm for fish food. Or, you know, or an ant that gets ate up by an anteater or whatever, you know. So, you know, I think of all religions and beliefs, you know. You just gotta, you know, and, you know, I think that's pride is what leads to the epidemic of self-deletion. Mm. You know, because, you know, as much as you're hurting and all that, we're still so prideful, too prideful, that we don't go and seek help.
Mm.
We don't see that there are, you know, I see all these commercials about calling this number, you know, for those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just on the, you know, it's on the radio, it's on podcasts, YouTube commercials. So, you know, I'm hoping that the people that sacrifice to be on those sites, you know, get rewarded well for their love and sacrifice of time and energy in order to try help those that are hurting pridefully. Yeah, so sacrifice. We gotta think that everything positive we do for sacrifice is gonna be rewarded. You know, sometimes we don't see it, but hopefully, you know, who we pass it on to gets the benefits.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts on sacrifice.
Beautiful.
You know, we're not begrudgingly giving up that time and all that. We're investing. It's an investment. Yeah, so that's my thoughts for sacrifice.
Well, that's very beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us your time and efforts. And we're already looking again for next week for you to come back and give us more of your insights and revelations. And just thank you so much.
Yes, I'd like to thank you guys there on the mics.
Thank
the
you.
The people behind the scenes and the listeners here and abroad, I think. You all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I wish and send it all back to you a thousandfold.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And bye for now.
Bye bye now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shaklach from Gwaishkina, BC, and always a real blessing and honor to have him on our program live and getting uplifted with positivity. So we're going to carry on with our program and we'll be right back.
Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
To teach my children about systemic racism and about historic and persisting colonialism and the responsibility that comes with their privilege. Okay. I will use my voice to speak up and I will make more space at the table.
Okay.
I will continue to educate myself and others in my community about the racism and inequities faced by BIPOC.
We will not be silent and idle.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
All right, we're back, and we have another song coming up. We're going to be having the words of Lady Fima and Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator.
Yes.
We're going to play a song first, though, and this is a popular one backed by popular demand, Ridvan, Garden of Paradise. Thank you all for listening. Enjoy this one. Bye, and we'll be right back.
Month of April, when the earth renews, a garden awakens with heavenly hues. By the Tigris flowing in Baghdad's embrace, a voice rose in silence, revealing God's grace. Baha'u'llah proclaimed in the garden fair a message of unity for all to share. The chains of hatred were broken that day, and a new dawn of peace was shown to the weary.
Ridvan, Ridvan,
paradise divine, springtime of God for all humankind.
Ridvan, Ridvan,
noon so bright, guiding the world from darkness to light. Say
From April's dawn to May's embrace, Rizvan reminds us of mercy and grace. A festival sacred, a time to renew our hearts, our purpose, our vision made true. Paradise is not just a distant shore. It lives in the love we awaken once more. In service to others, in justice we stand. Building the future with heart and hand. Rizvan, Rizvan.
We're back. That was Rizvan, Garden of Paradise, and we chose that special, and we know everybody enjoys that one, and I picked it special for Lady Fahima and Charlotte from Call Me Negotiator. First, we'll hear from Charlotte on our subject, which is sacrifice.
Thank you for having me here again. Mm. And I think talking about sacrifice, I immediately think about my mom, actually. I think she sacrificed a lot to be able to take care of me. And also, like, I realized I don't want her to do as much because it could make me feel like if I don't be better, I will not be able to give it back, right? However, I realized that is my mom don't think it's a sacrifice. Sacrificing her time or life because she does not really expect anything back from me. So actually that makes me feel being loved. And genuinely, and I think that actually wanted me to do better, not by lectured by them, but really genuinely just trying to give it back. Because as a human being, as more mature that I grew, I realized that if we genuinely feel people care about us, we do want to give it back. So the genuine cares, and then it's so important. If they're calculative, and then that's not sacrifice, right? If somebody said I sacrifice for you, then it doesn't make the person feel like you actually do that, even though you did it. It make people feel you're calculative, although you're probably not. So this is what I learned from my mom's this relationship between me and my mom. So yeah, like I think that just leads to appreciation that I have towards to this topic.
Beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Families, yes. Probably the biggest sacrificers in the world.
Yes.
You know, they give us so much, and I thank my family back home in the Nicola Valley. They helped me achieve my goal in aviation. They saw, and I was able to get some feedback because I went back for a ceremony that they held for some of us who graduated our education.
That one was, Chief, was last week, wasn't
it? Yeah,
yes.
It was. Well, it was actually on Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I did that on Tuesday. And so a big shout out to my family back home in the Nicola Valley.
Absolutely.
From the Nuage Indian Band.
Yes.
In my area of Guayshkana.
Yes.
And
yes.
And they were realizing and letting me know, like, they were pretty proud that, you know, I stuck through it, because it's a difficult process just to get through the Category 1 medical clearance. And so I stuck through it and battled through it and worked really hard to get it. And when I finally did, I was finally able to go and like let them know and see if I could get some help and stuff. And they did. And it was amazing. So, yeah, I really enjoy that you were able to say that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And so we have Lady Fahima.
Absolutely. It's just everyone, they said their own pieces beautifully and significantly, that I am always growing with the young people that I am surrounded, and I'm very blessed with their opinion and their to be really frank and truth for what they believe and what they think. And sacrifice is acting act of giving up, basically, and saving the life. If someone giving the kidney or the blood for to another human being to be to live longer, this is sacrifice. Or there is a surgeon or a physician that treating, you know, the child with no expectation of the income and giving the dedicating their knowledge and experience to save the life of the animal. These are all sacrifice. And to think positive and to walk with the humanity and the feel for one another in the hard time, that is also a part of the sacrifice. The best of all I can share with you, the Dr. Akhavan, that he has done significant sacrifice of his studies, and he gave it back not only to the community, but also he gave back the humanity and to the world. He didn't measure it as a international law lawyer and acting on the as a chair, and to be at the United Nations is extremely moving, you know, at the heart of every individual. My very special warmest thanks on the behalf of the show, the radio show, to him. Whatever he does, he never stops that sacrifice to give back to the humanity. God bless him.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And we're going to be wrapping up here soon. And stay tuned for Call Me Negotiator, Charlotte. And thank you, ladies, for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock for Free Voices, and also stay tuned for the art show Jacob. He's always got great content too.
Fantastic.
And we're going to let you go with some heavy swamp rock and dark psychedelic music, and this is the Ravens Trip. So bye everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.